Even before seeing the Polaroid of the Dark Tower tacked to the living room wall, his eyes returned to it constantly as Joe told his story, Roland had been invested by a kind of hectic good cheer that was really not much like him at all. It was almost as if he were ill, edging in and out of delirium. Joe Collins seemed surprised by the gunslinger's request, but not at all displeased. "Good God," he said, "I haven't done any stand-up in what seems like 1,000 years. And considering the way time stretched there for a while, maybe it has been 1,000. I'm not sure I'd know how to begin." Susanna surprised herself by saying, "Try." 8. Joe thought about it, and then stood up, brushing a few errant crumbs from his shirt. He limped to the center of the room, leaving his crutch leaning against his chair. Oi looked up at him with his ears cocked and his old grin on his chops, as if anticipating the entertainment to come. For a moment, Joe looked uncertain. Then he took a deep breath, let it out, and gave them a smile. "Promise you won't throw no tomatoes if I stink up the joint," he said. "Remember, it's been a long time." "Not after you took us in and fed us," Susanna said. "Never in life." Roland, always literal, said, "We have no tomatoes in any case." "Right, right, although there are some canned ones in the pantry. Forget I said that." Susanna smiled. So did Roland. Encouraged, Joe said, "Okay, let's go back to that magical place called Django's in that magical city some folks call the Mistake on the Lake. Cleveland, Ohio, in other words. Second show, the one I never got to finish. And I was on a roll, take my word for it. Give me just a second." He closed his eyes, seemed to gather himself. When he opened them again, he somehow looked 10 years younger. It was astounding. And he didn't just sound American when he began to speak, he looked American.